towering old Queenslanders. And it's about hills hoists, fence palings and mango trees. And it's all in my backyard. Pamela Goss will be giving you a look into her backyard when that exhibition opens. How are you, Pamela?
I'm really good, Kim. How are you?
Very well, very well. Tell us how you came across the theme for your exhibition starting 26th of June.
Well, it was easy coming across with this theme because it's all about Brisbane. It's all about celebrating. You know, people go away, they visit other places, but, you know, gee, we've got the best of everything here in Brisbane. You know, the gorgeous old houses. And I suppose it's a celebration in that way because it's not just what I see every day as I'm driving up and down the street and I drive through Red Hills to get into the city. But it's what's in my suburb. And in my backyard, I've got history and stories. And my work revolves around talking about that.
So your exhibition, which will be at the Graydon Gallery at New Farm from the 26th of June, is it... But we're basically seeing, you know, lots of paintings of the great Queenslanders, or is there more than that? What is it really?
Okay, a little bit more, I suppose. Okay, if you think of a painting, it's just a pretty picture, okay? And then you look deeper within it, and I've interwoven, and this is what my art is all about. It's interweaving a bit of history. I've got lots of symbolism, a bit of Celtic scrolls written through it, because that's my heritage.
Yeah.
We've all come from somewhere, so, and this land wasn't ours beforehand, so I've even got reference to Aboriginal tribal symbols and also maps. I've done a lot of work researching historical maps of Brisbane. So I've done one, for example, in an area of Paddington, and it's an area that Patrick Mayne used to live in. And there used to be, and the old maps of Brisbane have got the names written on it, so you know who used to live there.
Oh, really?
And then, of course, underneath that is the tribal films of the Turrbal clan, because the Aboriginals were here before that too. So you've got to look into the paintings, and I suppose I've had people look at my work and say, gee, you know, I thought it was just a pretty picture, and then you look a bit deeper, and I'm hoping it will ask people to look at their own neighbourhood.
Yeah. Pamela, you know, for most of us, we look at it, you know, beautiful old Queenslander or, you know, a cottage or whatever of that great architecture era of old Queenslanders in general. We see it just as I see it driving past and I think it's a nice house. What do you see as an artist? What are you looking for? What comes to life to make you want to think, I've got to paint this, I've got to paint this?
It's strange because I'm lucky I live close to the city, so I just drive through on Waterworks Road, for example, and the houses, like, they seem to jump out at me and say, paint me, paint me. I see the rooftops. I see the chamfer boards. There's lots of patterns in the lines. Also, because the work is sort of integrated into the landscape, then you've got the beauty of the layers of the hills. We've got a great cityscape. If you look west, you see all the different layers of hills, especially in the afternoon sun, and in winter, it's even more beautiful. And then you've got the houses just sit on the edge of the ridges, and they just sort of like dance. And that's my work's probably, in a way, naive and whimsical, because I see the houses, they just sort of seem to dance along the ridges.
And you've brought that to life, hopefully, with your exhibition.
Yeah. Well, you'll see when you come along.
I look forward to it, too. So that's 26th of June through to the 6th of July, 29 Merthyr Road at New Farm. That's Graydon Gallery.
Yes, that's right, yes.
All the best, Pamela, and good luck with the exhibition.
Thank you very much. Okay.
That's Pamela Goff, who's going to bring those Queenslanders to life. And I'll tell you what, they have got a bit of life, too, because we lived in one for about 18 years. And we took a wall out. Talk about houses living and breathing. We took a wall out and somehow behind the mainstay of the old tongue group boards, I don't know what you call it, like a horizontal stud, builders help me out here. It was just a big horizontal piece of timber that held all the tongue group boards in place. When we took it apart, we found the remains of a handwritten will that had somehow fallen down the back of the board. And it was written during the Second World War, about 1941. And it was basically, it was the daughter of whoever lived in this house years before us, obviously. And it said, you know, to whom this may concern, I'm leaving all my goods and chattels.